नमस्ते प्रतिमा भगिनी, भगिनी
नमस्ते नमस्ते,
भवती कथम् अस्ति?
अडन्,
हौ आर् यू डूयिङ्ग्?
फैन् वेरि फैन्.
ओके, डिड् यू कम् टु क्लास् लास्ट् वीक्?
नो, लास्ट् सण्डे ऐ मिस्ड् इट्, सारि.
ओके, दट्स् ओके. We miss you. Do you think my class is going too fast or too slow or anything like
no,
that?
No, it's very well. It's going very well. Mm-hmm. Actually, I'll tell you one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've done my Sanskrit with MA. Like in MA, I've done Sanskrit. So mm-hmm. I know the language and literature very well. I just wanted to join these classes because I have been running my Sanskrit tuition classes in India for last 50 years. I'm 75 years old. I just wanted to see how this spoken Sanskrit is taught nowadays. Because nowadays all teaching methods have changed. So I'm very keen on following your pattern, and the pattern is very well. Like what happens, like when we teach in schools, do you have time?
At school?
What happens in school? They give more importance on learning the grammar part, and sometimes it becomes so tedious for students that students start hating language. So the way you people have introduced, like just putting words and simple forms and spoken words, new words have been introduced nowadays.
Bhagini, that just makes me more nervous when you say you've been teaching.
Don't become nervous. See, I'm not. I know that Sanskrit is a very, 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 what I must say, it's the master and grand language, but you have been teaching, I just follow your way of teaching. See, this language is so difficult, but you people are making it so easy. See, that's what has happened in our country, that the language, nobody tried to teach this language properly.
Okay, yeah, it is. Yeah, it's true.
And so I just
was studying it felt really easy. I mean, it wasn't super easy, but it definitely felt easier than learning English or any
other
language.
It is super easy for you when you teach it, but the way you are teaching the lay people, like people who don't know anything, it's superb. Really, it is superb.
Yeah, once I start teaching, I understand how difficult it is and like how many like different ways I can view one sentence and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Thank you.
Because sometimes nowadays in this COVID days also, I have to teach students online. So your teaching will become guideline for me. Thank you for that.
I always try to, but I mean, this is my first time teaching, so I'm still improving. But I know I'll do very much better the second time when I teach, because I'll know more.
Very well, actually. Because, you know, there are so many things in this language which are unnecessary. And those things you are not teaching, like all those gana. Oh. Do you understand that? The Sanskrit verbs have 10 ganas. So
I mean, you don't teach that in level one, you just teach that.
So it's okay, it's very nice actually.
Yeah, it is. अस्तु, धन्यवादः भगिनि. ओके, स्वागतम्.
स्वागतं
स्वागतं अद्य नमस्ते महोदय today is our 18th day also I sent out that we're two-thirds way into the Abhyasa Pustakam so we only have one-third of the book left so keep it up great job okay Amira Madhya, would you like to read the today's prarthana?
Yeah. Om Sahanavavatu Sahano Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Karavavahai Tejasvina Avadhitamastu Ma Vidvishavahai Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi
Can you read today's Subhashitam too?
What do you want me?
Read the Subhashitam.
Kavya Shastra Vinodena Kalo Gacchati Dhimatam Vyatanena Cha Murkhanam Nidraya Kalahenava. That is, persons who are intelligent will spend their time in reading the Shastras and they will be entertained by that. Whereas fools will spend the time by sleeping and fighting with each other and getting addictions.
Dhanyavada. Perfect. Perfect, Mahodaya. So, like Mahodaya said, this Subhashita means that wise people will spend their time with reading the Shastras, doing something creative, arts and sciences, and then those who are the opposite of wise and are lazy, they sleep a lot, they cause trouble and stuff like that. So I think it applies now since everyone is at home and everyone you know, feels like the foolish person. But mentally we try to be the wise person, but our body just feels like a foolish person. I try. Okay. So everyone understands the Subhashitam, right? Everyone can feel this Subhashitam, right? Okay. Okay, so today's Patyakramaha. Our agenda is we'll do some Punasmaranam, Grahapartam, and then which is on Bhuta Kalaha, and then today we'll learn Bhavishyat Kalaha, and then we'll learn what does Arabhya means, and then we'll do Yada Tada, Taha Paryantam, Yadi Tarhi, and if we have time, then we'll do Tritiya Vibhakti. So last class, all we did was Bhuta Kalaha, and then the homework I gave was to just find the verbs in the story and then just to convert it to Bhuta Kala Rupam. So a few things that I went out and researched, and Amira Maurya also pointed out to me. So, dharayati, which comes from the word dharati. So, in the story, it has the word dharayati. So, it makes dharati means to dress, but dharayati means to dress something else or someone else. So, for dharayati, it actually becomes dharitavan. So I said it was dharitavan, but that's actually incorrect. So dharayati becomes dharitavan. And then dharati becomes dhritavan. Because the root word of dharati is dhru. So dharati becomes dhritavan. Dharati is not in the story, but dharati becomes dhritavan, and dharayati becomes dharitavan.
Dharati means to dress, sir.
Yeah, dharati means citrus. And then another thing is that bhavati, in the book, it had abhavat, but it can also be bhutavan or bhutavati, depending on the lingam it is. So abhavati, in the book it says abhavat, but it can be bhutavan or bhutavati. In the L1 handout it says bhutavan or bhutavati. So most books have bhutavan, bhutavati, or you can use abhavat, it's up to you. Which means to become or became in past tense. Okay, does anyone have any questions on these notes? Okay. So we're bringing this warm up back, which was Gata Saptahe Aham, whatever you did. So I want you all to think of one sentence. You can. Does everyone have access to the L1 handout I gave?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Okay. So basically, what this warm-up is, just say what one thing that you did last week. So now, like, we used to do like Gata Saptahe Aham Duradashanam Pashyati, but now that we know the Bhutakala Rupam, we can say Gata Saptahe Aham Duradashanam Drishtavati. So Gata Saptahe Aham Duradashanam Drishtavati, like that. So does everyone, I hope everyone understands, and does anyone want to try to make one sentence on something interesting that you did last week, nothing boring? Or something you wish you did last week, at least. Anyone?
I can go, this is Chitra.
Okay, Bhagini, go ahead.
Gata Saptahe Aham Aapanam Gatavati.
Samyak. Gata Saptahe Aham Aapanam Gatavati. Anyone else?
Can I go?
Yes, Bhagini.
गतसप्ताहे अहं चलचित्रं दृष्टवती.
गतसप्ताहे अहं चलचित्रं दृष्टवती.
दिस् इस् एम् वि राव्. गतसप्ताहे अहं मोदी विवादान् ज्ञातवान्.
ज्ञातवान्, यू न्यू,
दैट इज ऐ अंडरस्टूड द डिस्कशन्स अबाउट मोदी.
ओके, मोदी महोदयस्य okay. What was the word? What is the word for discussion?
I thought vadana, vivadana.
Okay. Okay, you can say charcham.
Charcha, correct. Charcha.
Charcham, jnatavan. Or drishtavan.
Okay.
Samyak. Anyone else?
Gat saptahe aham kakshayam na agacham.
Agatavan.
Agatavan.
Samyak. Samyak nasti, parantu good sentence. Okay. Anyone else?
I have a question.
Nobody did anything. Yes.
Sorry, this question is there because I did not attend the class. I should have otherwise known.
Mm-hmm.
Which lakar is agatvan?
Lang lakara.
Okay.
Okay. So, does anyone else have any sentences? Okay. So,
okay.
Yes. Yes, Bhagini.
Gada saptahe aham slogan adhyapanam krutva.
Slokam what is the word?
Adhyapanam.
Okay, you can say patitavati.
Patitavati. Okay.
To teach, right?
Yeah.
Patitavati.
Patitavati.
I mean, but you know, very interesting.
Thank you.
Okay, so move on. Okay, so now we'll get into Bhavishyakalaha, which means future tense. So we have Balakaha Patati. It would be nice if everyone stayed on mute. Amira Madhya, mute. Jayashri Bhagini, unmute. Okay, Dhanyavadha. So Balakaha Patati, which means the boy reads, Balakaha Shvaha Patishyati. So remember that shvaha means tomorrow. Hyaha means yesterday. Shvaha means tomorrow. So patati becomes patishyati. Patati becomes patishyati. Balika patati. Balika shvaha patishyati. So notice that that patishyati, there's no linga bedaha. So you can use it for any lingam. Doesn't matter if it's strilingam or pullingam, you use the same. Patishyati, patishyati. But remember that in Bhutakala Rupam, it would be patitavan or patitavati. So in the future, it could be for both strilingam and pullingam, you say patishyati. And this is for Prathama Purushaha. So Prathama Purushaha means Saha, Ramaha, Mahila. Third person, sa, bhavan, bhavati, all those ends with like this. So, saha kim karoti idanim saha gachati. So, idanim means now. So, idanim saha gachati, vartamana kalaha. In vartamana kalaha, which means present tense, idanim saha gachati, anantaram Saha Gamishyati. So later he will go. So Gamishyati means will go. Anantaram Saha Gamishyati. So later he will go. So here Gachati becomes Gamishyati. So usually the ending it will have like Ishyati. But it is tricky. So Gachati becomes Gamishyati. Saha Shakam Kartayishyati. So Kartayati becomes Kartayishyati. So Saha Shakam Kartayati. Saha Shakam Kartayishyati. Sa Drakshyati. So Sa Pashyati becomes Sa Drakshyati. So Pashyati becomes Drakshyati. Drakshyati means will see. And Kartayati. Kartayishyati means he will cut it. Sa pachishyati. So pachati becomes pachishyati. Saha api pachishyati. So remember in Bhutakalam, pachati was pakvavan or pakvavati. And pashyati was drishtavan or drishtavati. And then kartayati, I think it's kartitavan and kartitavati. But Pashyati and then Pachati becomes Drakshyati and then Pachishyati and then Pachishyati. महिला धाविष्यति. महिला धाविष्यति. So धावति becomes धाविष्यति. बालकः हसिष्यति. अने शिशुः रोदिष्यति. चित्र भगिनी, can you say this sentence in वर्तमानकालः and भूतकालः? बालकः हसिष्यति. Present tense and past tense.
बालकः हसति. बालकः हसितवान्.
आम् सम्यक् भगिनी. बालकः हसति. बालकः हसितवान्. शिशुः रोदिष्यति.
शिशुः रोदति. शिशुः रुदितवान्.
सम्यक्. शिशुः रोदति. रोदिति. शिशुः रुदितवान्.
रोदिति.
And then bhavishyat kalam would be rodyati. Next sentence is bidala kurdishyati. Kurdishyati. Jayashree Bhagini, do you want to try this one? Present tense and past tense.
Present tense is kurdati.
कूर्दितवती. सो बिडाला कूर्दितवती. अने फ्यूचर टेन्स् इस् बिडाला कूर्दिष्यति. कुक्कुरः कुक्कुरः आगमिष्यति. वेङ्कट् महोदय अस्ति वा?
अस्मि. कुक्कुरः आगच्छति. दट् विल् बि प्रेसेण्ट् टेन्स्. एण्ड् कुक्कुरः कुक्कुरः आगतवान्. That will be past tense.
Aam. Aam.
Aam.
So, kukkurah agamishyati. Kukkurah agachyati. Kukkurah agatavan. Balika gaishyati. Riya Bhagini, do you want to try?
Balika gayachanti.
Gayati.
Balika gayati and balika
बालिका
गायति.
बालिका गीतवती. सम्यक्. सम्यक् भगिनि. सो नेक्स्ट् वन् इस् भिक्षुः उपवेक्ष्यति. अनन् सः ध्यायिष्यति. भावना भगिनी अस्ति वा? भावना भगिनी अस्तु. शान्ति भगिनी.
भगिनी, ऐ जस्ट् जायिन्ड्. गिव् मी फ्यू मिनट्स् टु कैच अप प्लीज.
ओके ओके श्योर. वी केन् कम बैक.
थैंक यू.
प्रतिमा भगिनी.
Bhikshu upavishati and mm-hmm. Bhikshu upavishtavan. Upavishtavan. Is it okay?
Can you repeat that?
Yeah. Bhikshu upavishati is present tense. And Bhikshu upavishtavan.
Samyak. Bhikshu upavishati, Bhikshu upavishtavan. Can you do the next sentence too, Bhagini?
Yes. Saha dhyayati is present tense.
Mm-hmm.
And saha dhyayitavan. Or dhyatavan.
Samyak. Dhyayitavan. Yeah, I think it's Dhyayitavan.
Yes.
Okay. Samyak. So Bhikshuhu Upavishati and Saha Dhyayati Api. So this is both Bhavishyat Kala. Okay. Balakaha Kim Karishyanti. Balakaha Kim Karishyanti. So this one, so far we did Ekavachanam, but this question is in Bahuvachanam. So Balakaha became Balakaha, and then Karishyati, Karoti, Karishyati became Karishyanti. Kurvanti became Karishyanti. So what will they all do? It's the question. Balakaha Jale Kridishyanti. So the boys will play in the water. And then it says, Agami Grishmakale Api Balakaha Jale Kridishyanti. So Agami is a new word. Agami means next. So next summer, they will also play in the water. So Agami means next. So last class we did Gata Grishmakale. This one is Agami Grishmakale. So Agami Grishmakale means next summer. They will also play in the water. Mahila Kim Kurvanti. Mahilaha Kim Kurvanti. Mahilaha Dhavanti. Mahilaha Dhavishyanti. So here Dhavanti becomes Dhavishyanti. Mahila Dhavishyati becomes Mahilaha Dhavishyanti. Agrime Mase Api Mahilaha Dhavishyanti. Agrime Mase Api Mahilaha Dhavishyanti. So agrime also means next. So agrime maase api mahilaha davishyanti. So next month it will also run.
What do you call this month? Gata maase, agrime maase, and this month what do you call?
ధన్యవాద
So like we saw, Dhavati becomes Dhavishyati. What was that, Mahara?
I also have a question. In the previous slide.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Mm-hmm. We ask Kurvanti. Is there a past tense and a future tense for that as well, Kurvanti?
Yes. Would anyone like to tell the past tense of
past Kurvanti? Tense might be Kritvan.
Kritavan, yes, right.
Kritavan.
कृतवती
आम् कृतवान् कृतवन्तः कृतवत्यः कृतवत्यः ऐ मीन् पास्ट् टेन्स् हेस् डिपेण्ड्स् आन् स्त्रीलिङ्गम् आर् पुल्लिङ्गम् सो कृतवत्यः अनेन कुर्वन्ति बिकम्स् करिष्यन्ति Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Okay. So, dhavati becomes dhavishyati. Dhavanti becomes dhavishyanti. And then asti becomes bhavishyati. So, asti becomes bhavishyati. And bhavati also becomes bhavishyati. So bhavishyati means will become or will and or will be there. That's the meaning of bhavishyati. Okay, so so far we did pratama purushah. It will be different for uttama purushah. So first person. So it says aham gayishyami. So geetavan geetavati is the bhutakalah. Gayami is the vartamanakalah, and then gayishyami is the bhavishyatkalah. So aham gayami becomes aham gayishyami, I will sing. Vayam gayishyamah. So gayamah becomes gayishyamah. And then geetavantah, geetavatyah. Okay, so in past tense, it didn't matter if it was what purusha it was. So you can say aham kritavati or bhavati kritavati, sa kritavati, it didn't matter. But in future tense, it matters if it's uttama purusha or prathama purusha. Okay, so gayishyami and then gayishyamaha. Any questions on this? Okay. So in the Abhyasa Pustakam, on page 41, in 12.1, it has like a super small story. So is there any volunteers that would like to read this?
सुब्रह्मण्यः श्वः विद्यालयं न गमिष्यति सः चिकित्सालयं गमिष्यति तत्र वैद्यं द्रक्षयति तेन सह सम्भाषणं करिष्यति स्वस्य अनारोग्यं निवेदयिष्यति सः श्वः न क्रीडिष्यति गृहे उपविश्य पाठं पठिष्यति
meaning of each sentence and what it would be in Vartamana Kalah?
Yeah, Subramanya will not go to school tomorrow and he will go to dispensary. There he will see the doctor and with him he will discuss and then he will tell his about sickness and then tomorrow he will not come for play. And he will sit in the house and read.
So, gamishyati, vartamana kalaha would be?
Gachyati.
And drakshyati?
Pasyati. Pasyati.
Pasyati. Karishyati?
Karoti.
करोति निवेदयिष्यति
निवेदयति
आम् निवेदयति क्रीडिष्यति
क्रीडति
क्रीडति पठिष्यति
पठति
पठति सम्यक् सम्यक् सो भविष्यत्कालम् इस् प्रीटी सिम्पल् Okay, astu. So even in Bhavishyat Kala, there's Vishesha Rupani. So Bhavishyakalam itself seems like a Vishesha Rupani word, but even in that, it has some words though that are different. So Chitra Bhagini, can you read each the Vartamana Kalaha and then the Bhavishyakalaha?
Pibati, Pashyati, Dadati, Dashyati, Janati, Jnashyati, Shrunoti, Shroshyati, Likhati, Lekhishyati, Milati, Melishyati, Pruchyati, Prakshyati, Tyajati, Tyakshyati, Shaknoti, Shakshyati, Upavishyati, Upavekshyati, Upavekshyati, Uttishtati, Utthashyati, Grunati, Grahishyati, Grahishyati,
Grahishyati,
Grahishyati.
Samyak bhagini. So, Grahishyati, Samyak. So some of these words are different because, like I said before, so dadati, it has the a before the ti. That's why it becomes dasyati. And janati, same thing as a before the ti. So nyasyati. And then pibati becomes pasyati. Maybe because it starts with the e. And then milati, same thing. Milati becomes melishyati. And then, for example, if you have nayati, becomes neshyati. And then pruchyati becomes prakshyati, and then tyajati, tyakshyati. So these vishesha rupani, to an extent you can get a pattern, but mostly the best way to do this would be to memorize and to practice it. So would anyone like to do sentences? Any sentences using these words?
Saha paniyam pibati, saha paniyam patsyati. Saha narikelam dadati, saha narikelam dasyati. Saha slokam janati, saha slokam.
Can you tell me your first sentence?
I have made sentence, no? Saha paniyam pibati.
Saha paniyam pibati, infinitive sentence?
Saha paniyam patyati.
Samit, can you say that in Bahuvachanam?
Patyanti.
The whole sentence in Bahuvachanam.
Balakaha paniyam patyanti.
What does saha become? Te
paniyam patyanti.
Te
paniyam patyanti.
Paniyam patyanti. Samyak. Next sentence.
Saha. Okay.
Radha.
Okay, Chitra Bhagini.
Radha Mitram Melishyanti. Melishyati.
Samyak. Radha Mitram Melishyati. If you were to say Uttama Purusha. Aham.
Aham Mitram Melishyamaha.
Aham Mitram Melishyami.
Melishyami. Okay.
And then Bahuvachanam of that sentence?
Vayam Mitram Melishyanti.
Vayam Mitram Melishyamaha.
Melishyamaha, okay.
Samyak Bhagini. Aham Melishyami, Vayam Melishyamaha.
Got it.
Would anyone else like to make a sentence? Nobody?
Hello.
Okay. Okay, Mother.
Saha Ashve Upvekshyati.
Saha? Are you saying horse? Ashvaha?
Yes.
Saha Ashvam?
Ashvam Upvekshyati. Oh, I was using Saptami Vibhakti, but yeah. Okay.
Saha Ashve. Saha Ashve Upvekshyati.
Alright, yeah. Yeah. Saha Ashve Upvekshyati. Saha sa te Ashve Upvekshyanti.
And what in Bahuvachanam, what does Saha become?
Te. Te Ashve Upvekshyanti.
Te?
Te.
Samyak. Te?
Ashve.
Ashve Upvekshyanti.
Oh.
Samyak. Would anyone like to try make a sentence? It doesn't have to be these words. It could be the other words we learned so far.
No. Can I go?
Astu. Oh, sure, Bhagini. Is this Bhavana Bhagini?
No, this is Shanti.
Yeah. Or Shanti Bhagini?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, Shanti Bhagini, go ahead.
Chatraha, Grishma Kale, Vrikshasya Adaha, upavishati upavishyati upavekshyati svicha chatraha krishna kale vrikshasya adaha upavekshyanti. If it is prathama, aham krishna kale upavishami, aham krishna kale upavekshyami.
Can you read the one with aham again? Aham.
Aham Grishma Kale Vrikshasya Adaha Upavishami.
Upavekshyami.
Upavekshyami. Upavekshyami. Aham Grishma Kale Vrikshasya Adaha Upavekshyami. Upavekshyamaha. Vayam Upavekshyam.
Samyak Bhagini. Anyone else like to make a sentence?
I'll make one more.
Okay, sure, Mother.
Aham Sanskritin Vadanam Kartum Shakshyami. Is that correct?
Aham Sanskritin
Vadanam Kartum Shakshyami. Karishyami.
Okay. Shakshyami or Prayatnam Karishyami.
Prayatnam Karishyami. Was that usage of Kartum correct?
That means we'll try. Yeah, yes.
Okay.
I can do one more.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Bhagini.
Aham Agami Mase Karyalaye Gamishyami. Gamishyami.
Karyalayam.
Karyalayam Gamishyami.
Gamishyami.
Yeah. Gamishyami.
Kada Gamishyati Bhavati.
June Masi.
Jun Mase Karyalayam Gamishyami. Samini. Okay. If no one has, does anyone else any question? Any sentences? Okay. So these are some sentences, and then I'll call on you, and you just have to say the Bhavishya Kalam and then Bhuta Kalam of it. So, Pratima Bhagini, can you do the first one?
Balakaha Patati, Balakaha Patitavan, and Balakah Patishyati.
Samyak. Amira Madhya?
Yeah. Balika Kolahalam Krutavanti Krutavanti Karishyati. Balikaha Kolahalam Karishyanti. Future is Karishyanti.
Balikaha
Kolahalam
Balikaha Kolahalam Krutavatyaha.
Krutavatyaha, okay. Krutavatyaha, correct. Kolahalam Krutavatyaha.
Krutavatyaha Karishyanti.
Karishyanti. Dhanyavada.
Chitra Bhagini?
Saha Pratidinam Karyalayam Nagachati. Bhutakalam. Saha Pratidinam Karyalayam Na Gatavan. Bhavishat Kalam. Saha Pratidinam Karyalayam Na Gamishyami.
Gamishyami va.
Gamishyati.
Gamishyati. So what does those three sentences mean?
He does not go to office every day.
Now what does it mean in the future? In the future tense.
He will not go to office every day.
Samyak Bhagini. Himanshu Madhya? Can you do the next one?
अद्य एक विंशतितम दिनांकः अस्ति श्वः एक विंशतितम दिनांकः भविष्यति यः एक विंशतितम दिनांकः भवितवान भवितवान
आसीत
राइट
आसीत सो यः एकविंशतितम दिनांकः आसीत् एंड देन श्वः एकविंशतितम दिनांकः भविष्यति ठीक महोदय जयश्री भगिनी कैन डू नेक्स्ट वन
चपरदयम् कः दावन्ति बिकम्स दाविष्यन्ति फ्यूचर Sapardayam kaha davishyanti. Bhutakalam. Dravitvava.
Davitavantaha.
Davitavantaha. Oh, Bhagavachan. Davitavantaha.
What is Spardhaya?
Dhavitavantaha. Spardha is competition.
Argument?
Or race. Race or competition.
Spardha is sport. Sports.
Competition.
Competition. So in this question, it says who will run in the race?
Dhanyavada.
Yeah, it's
Spardhayam is Saptami Bhakti. Dhanyavada, Bhagini. Okay. Venkat Mahade, can you do the next one?
Trump Mahashayaha Rashtrapati Asti. Trump Mahashayaha Rashtrapati.
Asi
is past tense. It is future tense, no?
Past tense. Future tense. Bhavishyati.
Bhavishyati. Trump Mahashayah Rashtrapati hai. Bhavishyati. Bhavishyati.
Is
it okay?
Yeah, that's correct. भूतकाल महोदय
ट्रम्प् महाशयः राष्ट्रपतिः
रिया भगिनी अस्ति वा अस्तु भावना भगिनी अस्ति वा Oh, Riya Bani, go ahead.
It was not audible properly before.
Vidyarambham?
Which one? Okay. Vidyarambham? Karishyati?
Karishyami?
Karishyami and... Siddhihi I'm thinking
Bhavishyati
Bhavishyati
And then past tense of Karomi would be If it was used It was Trilinga. Vidyarambham?
Karishyati.
Oh, Bhagi, you're... Vidyarambham? Bhagini, I can't hear you well. So, it's okay. It's okay. Just listen. Okay? Shrunotu. Vidyarambham kritavati or kritavan siddhihi abhavat or bhutavan bhutavati. Okay? So, samik. Next one. Bhavana Bhagini, Astiva?
Asti. Aham samskritam vadati सदा अहं संस्कृतं
वदति न इफ् यू यूसिङ्ग् अहं यू केन् से वदति
अहं
संस्कृतं पास्ट् टेन्स् वदति वदामि
वदामि
इफ् एव स्त्रीलिङ्गम् उक्त
वदीयते अहं संस्कृतम् उक्तवान् उक्तवान्
वदामि
वदामि
स्त्रीलिङ्गं फ्यूचर् टेन्स् इस् वदिष्यति
वदिष्यति ओके अहं संस्कृतं वदिष्यति
सदा
सदा सदा मीन्स् आल्वेस्
क्वश्चन्
शान्ति भगिनी
क्वश्चन्
संस्कृतस्य रक्षणाय वयं बद्धपरिकराः भवामः संस्कृतस्य रक्षणाय वयं बद्धपरिकराः भविष्यामः संस्कृतस्य रक्षणाय वयं बद्धपरिकराः
अभवन्
अभवन् अभूतवन्तः सम्यक् इस् इट् पद्मिनी भगिनी ओर् पद्मासिनी भगिनी ऐम् नाट् श्योर्
What is Bhadraparikara?
Asi va? To prepare. Prepare.
What is it?
Like we will be prepared. Prepare. To be ready.
We are prepared to, be ready. To protect Sanskrit language. That's what it means, right?
Is it Padma Bhagini Astiva?
Yeah.
Amy Ramadhyaya, can you do the last one? Amy Ramadhyaya?
Vanaraha, Rukshataha, Patitavan.
Patitavan.
And for the future tense, vanaraha vrukshataha patishyati.
And the future tense?
Future tense is patishyati.
Vanaraha vrukshataha
patishyati.
Samyak.
Is it correct?
So I hope everyone understands Buddha Kala Rupani. Samyak.
I have one question.
What? Yes.
When do you use samasam, when you do not use samasam? I got this question because siddhi bhavati can be written as siddhir bhavati. So when do you use siddhir bhavati, when do you use siddhi bhavati?
It doesn't matter when you use it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Dhanyavada.
Mm-hmm. Does anyone have a question on the meaning of any of these words?
Yes.
Yes, Mahoday.
Last sentence, Vrikshataha is what, Vibhakti?
Panchami.
Okay.
Any other questions? Okay. So, after this, so we're going to learn the some of the clauses. So we're going to learn yadi and tarhi, and they are used in the same sentence. So before that, in 13.1 is sambodhana rupani. So I'm going to skip that because we already learned sambodhana rupani and it's very easy. So I'm just going to skip that. But yadi tarhi means yadi means if, and then tarhi means then. So let's look at an example. So the first one says, Yadi shaityam bhavati tarhi aham bahihi na gacchami. So yadi shaityam bhavati. So shaityam bhavati itself can be one sentence, but yadi shaityam bhavati, if it gets cold, tarhi aham bahihi na gacchami. Then I will not go outside. Okay, so, and then the next one is, Yadi nagare vegena yanam chalayamaha.
I have a question, Bhagini.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If you want to say, aham bahihi na gacchami, that means it's present tense, right? If it gets cold, then I do not go outside. Not I will not go outside. And if you want to say, I will not go outside, it should be gacchishyami. Gacchami is just do not go, right? Does it still become, or does it depend on the sentence?
Aham bahihi na gacchami. I do not go outside.
Gamishyami.
I do not go outside.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, gamishyami. It should be.
Na gamishyami.
Aham bahihi na gamishyami. So if you say gacchami, then it means I do not go. Then I do not go. But if you say gamishyami, then aham, then I will not go. some explanation. Good observation. So next one is as it uses the but. Yeah, you can say gamishyami. So yadi shaityam, I guess bhavishyati, tarhi aham
gamishyami, it should be right.
So, you're right. So, if it gets cold, it's different between if it is going to get cold, and then aham bahi na gacchami would be I do not go outside, or then I do not go outside, or then I will not go outside. So, just that difference.
So then the little translation for this sentence would be, if it is cold, then I do not go outside.
Samyakshan. That's correct. And then the next one is yadi nagare vegena yanam chalayamaha tarhi vipattihi bhavishyati. Shanti Bhagini, can you tell the meaning of the sentence?
If I drive the vehicle fast in the city, then there will be an accident.
Samyak Bhagini. So in the city, if I drive fast, then there will
accidents will happen.
So chalayamaha artamahakalaha. Yes, so accidents will happen. So chalayamaha is vartamana kalaha, and then bhavishyati is bhavishyat kalaha.
What is bhavishyat kala for chalaya? Chalaya? It is if we drive.
Chalishyamaha.
Okay, dhanyavada.
Yadi aham na pathami. What does that?
It is chalishyamaha, is it? Chalayishyamaha? No? Chalishyamaha, is it?
Chalishyamaha.
Okay.
I think it's chalishyamaha. I could not.
Thank you.
And then the next example is yadi aham na pathami tarhi shvah pariksham samyak na lekhishyami. So this part is vartamana kalaha. Yadi aham na pathami tarhi shvah pariksham samyak na lekhishyami. So likhati becomes lekhishyami. Then tomorrow I will not write the exam
properly.
Okay. Yep. So does anyone have any questions on how yadi tarhi works? Anyone still confused? Okay. Let's do some abhyasa. In the abhyasa pustakam on page 14.1, Jayashree Bhagini, can you give the example, first example?
विद्युत अस्ति दीपः ज्वलति यदि विद्युत अस्ति तर्हि दीपः ज्वलति.
So what does the sentence mean?
विद्युत अस्ति
Okay, Bhagini. So, dhanyavad ha, Bhagini. So, it says, yadi vidyut asti, tarhi deepah jwalati. So, if there is light, then the light bulb or...
If there is electricity, the bulbs will glow.
Will light up. Okay, Venkat Mahodaya, can you do the second one?
यदि स्नानं न करोति तर्हि शरीरं मलिन भवति. If we don't take a bath, then our body will be it will be dirty. If we don't take bath, our body will be dirty.
Will be bad. So can you change bhavati into future tense?
Yadi snanam na karoti tarihi shariram malina bhavishyati. It is actually very difficult. We have to memorize this.
That's what I said. It's a little bit tricky. And it will really help if you have the L1 handout.
Yeah, it is not in front of me.
Okay. Okay, that's okay. Well, take notes as you go and just listen. But that's okay. So bhavati becomes bhavishyati.
Bhavishyati.
Okay. Riya Bagini? Riya Bagini. I hope your internet is better now. Or your microphone. Shanti Bagini, can you see on mute?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Riya Bhagini, Astiva?
Yeah.
Can you do the third
this,
one?
Okay. Karyalasya Viramaha Asti Chalachitram Pashyami. So, Karyalasya Viramaha Asti Chalach. Wait.
Mm-hmm. Yadi?
Chalachitra.
Yadi Karyalayasya Viramaha Asti Tarhi
Chalachitram Pashyami.
Chalanchitram Pashyami. So Yadi Karyalayasya Viramaha Asti Tarhi
Chalachitram Pashyami.
Samyak. What does the sentence mean?
It means if I go to work.
Karya. Okay.
Then
mm-hmm.
I can then see the movie.
Yes. Then you watch movie. So karyalayasya, what vibhakti is that? Do you remember? Shashti vibhakti.
Yeah. It's shashti.
Do you know the bhavishyat kalam? Do you know the bhavishyat kalam of pashyati or pashyami?
Pashyami,
Pashyati. That's Pratama Purushah. Pashyami becomes Drakshyami. Drakshyami.
Okay. Yeah.
Sammit.
Yeah.
So Yadi Karyalayasya Viramaha Asti Tarhi Chalanachitram Drakshyami. Sammit Pani.
Yeah.
Okay. Next person. Bhavana Bhagini?
Yes.
भवना भगिनि अस्ति वा? अस्तु, शान्ति भगिनी?
यस्, आत्मविश्वासः अस्ति सर्वं सुलभं भवति. यदि आत्मविश्वासः अस्ति सर्वं सुलभं भविष्यति.
आम्, can you repeat the sentence using यदि तर्हि?
यदि आत्मविश्वासः अस्ति तर्हि सर्वं सुलभं भविष्यति.
आम्, सम्यक्. Can you tell the meaning?
If we have confidence, everything will become easy.
If there is confidence, then everything will be easy. Sammik. Okay. Padmini Bhagini? Padmasini Bhagini? Asiva?
Saktoryam Kurvanti.
Okay. I can't hear you. Bhagini, I hear you. You have to speak louder.
सर्वे सत्कार्यं कुर्वन्ति देशस्य उन्नतिः भवति. यदि सर्वे कार्यं कुर्वन्ति तर्हि देशस्य उन्नतिः भवति. प्रेसेण्ट् टेन्स्. अण्ड् यदि सर्वे सत्कार्यं कुर्वन्ति तर्हि देशस्य उन्नतिः भविष्यति.
सम्यक्. केन् यू टेल् द मीनिङ्ग्? I can't hear you. You have to speak louder.
If everyone does good work, then the future of the country will be very bright.
I can hear something really faintly, but I can't hear you. Do you have earphones?
If you do good work, you know, if everybody does good work, then the country's future will be very bright. Hello?
Okay, I think you told the meaning. Dhanyavadaha Bhagini. So if everyone does good work, then the nation will be great. Samyak. Okay, Pratima Bhagini, can you do the next one?
Sarve, yadi sarve satkaryam kurvanti.
Oh, we did that.
ओके यदि मूल्यं न्यूनम् अस्ति तर्हि फलानि क्रीणामि. यदि मूल्यं न्यूनम् अस्ति तर्हि फलानि क्रीणिष्यामि. इफ् द कास्ट् इस् लेस्
इस् क्रेष्यामि.
क्रेष्यामि, ओके. सो if the cost is less, I will buy the fruits.
Samyak. Amira Mohde, can you do the next one?
Bhavati vipanim gacchati aham api agachyame. Yadi bhavati vipanam gacchati tarhi aham api agachyame. Future test तर्हि अहमपि आगमिष्यामि.
आम्, सम्यक्. सो किं टेल् द मीनिङ्ग्?
इफ् यु आर् गोयिङ्ग् टु द शाप् ऐ विल् आल्सो कम् वित् यु.
आम्, सम्यक्. चित्रा भगिनी, नम्बर् 8.
भवान् न पठति परीक्षायाम् उत्तीर्णः न भवति. यदि भवान् न पठति तर्हि परीक्षायाम् उत्तीर्णः न भवति. फ्यूचर् टेन्स्. यदि भवान् न पठति तर्हि परीक्षायाम् उत्तीर्णः न भविष्यति. if you do not read, if you do not study, you will not pass the exam.
Samyak. Samyak bhagini. Shomashimodaya. Number 9.
यदि छात्राः न सन्ति तर्हि कथं पाठं करोमि यदि छात्राः न सन्ति तर्हि कथं पाठं करिष्यामि if the students are not there then whom shall I teach
Jayashree Bhagini, number one. Asu, Venkat Mohdaya.
Yadi Lokayanam Vegena Nagachati हरि समये तत्र न प्राप्तुमः प्राप्नुमः फ्यूचर टेंस इज
आई एम नॉट श्योर सो
कैन आई नॉट
I have to check. So we can skip that. You're right. Yadi Lokayanam Vegena na Gachati Tarhi Samaye Tatra na Prapnumah.
Can I tell you the that?
Yes, Vaidini.
Okay. Prapsyamah. If the public transport is not going speedily, if the bus is not going speedily, then we cannot go in time.
So does anyone want to make sentences? Using yadi tarhi, don't be shy.
I can try.
Yes, Bhagini.
Yadi aham jalam na pibati. तर्हि
यदि किम्
अनारोग्यं भविष्यति
can you say the sentence again
यदि अहं जलं न पिबति तर्हि अनारोग्यं भविष्यति जलं
यदि अहं जलं
न पिबति
न पिबामि
तर्हि अनारोग्यं भविष्यति भविष्यामि ओके
आई वांट टू डू वन सेंटेंस
ओके
यदि लॉकडाउन न उत्तिष्ठति सर्वे जनां बहु कष्टं भविष्यति इफ द लॉकडाउन इज नॉट लिफ्टेड पीपल विल सफर
ओ आई डिडंट हियर योर होल सेंटेंस व्हाट कैन यू टेल मी द सेंटेंस अगेन
या यदि लॉकडाउन न उत्तिष्ठति
ओके यदि बहिः न गच्छामि
यदि
बहिः इफ यू डू नॉट गो आउटसाइड तर्हि किं करिष्यति
तर्हि प्राब्लम् अस्ति, प्राब्लम् भविष्यति, कष्टं भविष्यति.
अस्तु, हौ, ओके ओके, कष्टं भविष्यति. ओके भवान् मोदिजी वदतु एतत् वाक्यं. Please tell Modi ji about this, so that there won't be any problem.
Today is the last day.
Okay. Anyone else? I know. Everyone has like all these imaginations of what they want to do after lockdown. Let's hear them. कोऽपि वक्तुं न इच्छति वा? ओके, ओके, सो एवरीवन अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् मी तर्हि? ओके ओके, नेक्स्ट् इस् सः पर्यन्तं. So, learn this a little bit when we did like Gruhataha or Mysurutaha, Bangalutaha. But Paryanta means until. So let's look at an example. So, Priya Ashtavadanataha Dashavadana Paryantam Roginaha Parishyati. So this and this means Priya from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock, she sees the doctor. Okay, so Priya Ashtavadanataha Dashavadana Paryantam Roginaha Pashyati. Chitra Bhagini, can you do the second sentence? Tadnantaram Priya Kim Karoti. What does she do after that?
Dashavadanataha द्वादशवादनपर्यन्तं शल्यचिकित्सा करोति.
पश्यति ओर् करोति. करोति. करिष्यति.
धन्यवादः.
From 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock, she will have surgery. Himanshu Mahodaya, can you do the next sentence?
Just a second, yeah. Priya Ashtavadanataha Dashvadan Paryantam
Dvadashavadanataha.
Oh, okay, sorry. द्वादशवादनतः एकवादनपर्यन्तं भोजनं कुर्वन्ति. करोति.
सो शि विल् मेक् हर् फुड् फ्रोम् 12 o'clock टु 1 o'clock. ओके, सो Yoshi Bhagini? Okay. Venkat Mahodaya?
Bhagini?
Oh, Yoshi Bhagini. Okay, can you do... Yoshi Bhagini, can you do the next one? Priya?
Ekadasha Vadanataha?
Ekadasha na. Eka Vadanataha?
एकवादनतः त्रिवादन टिपानि लिखति.
आम्, प्रिया एकवादनतः त्रिवादनपर्यन्तं टिप्पणी लिखति. So, or you can say tippani likati. So that means she will write the note.
Okay.
2 hours. Okay. Can I get Maria? Can you do the last one?
Pia Srivadanatah Chau Chaturvadan Paryantam Yojana Melanam Yojana Melanam Karoti
Karoti or Gatchati. So Priya Trivadanatah Chaturvadana Paryantam Yojana Melanam Karoti or Gatchati. So Taha, we use Taha and Paryantam in Paryantam. So here we use here we use times. So from Ashtavadana Taha Dashavadana Paryantam Dvadana Taha Trivadana Paryantam, whatever it is. So these are the exercises in the Abhyasa Pustakam. Let's quickly do it. Riya Bhagini, can you do the first one? Can you read the first example?
Make
sentences if you can start.
So I have to read the first example, right? You have to read the example.
Narayanaha. It's important.
Yeah. Narayanaha. Narayanaha.
Sadvadanam becomes. Shadvadanatah.
Narayanaha. Narayanaha
Shadvadanatah.
Narayanaha Shadvadanatah.
It's okay. Relax. Narayanaha Shadvadanatah.
Narayana Shadvadanatah.
Saptavadana. Samita. So I think there's some issue with your phone or your computer. It's turned into a robot voice.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to try the second one? Narayanaha.
Narayanaha.
So look at the table. What does he do from? Sapada Saptavadanam.
Sapada Saptavadanam. Taha.
Sapada.
Taha. Sapada Ashtavadanam. Paryantam. Vidyale Patati.
What does he do? What does he do?
Grihapatam.
Likhati. So Narayanaha. You can say it now. Narayanaha Sapada Saptavadanataha Sapada Ashtavadana Paryantam Grihapatam Likhati. Bhavana Bhagini, can you do your third one? Bhavana Bhagini, Astiva. Okay, Shanti Bhagini.
Narayanaha, Dashavadanataha,
पञ्चवादनपर्यन्तं विद्यालयः विद्यालये पठति.
आम् सम्यक् सम्यक्. नारायणः दशवादनतः पञ्चवादनपर्यन्तं विद्यालये पठति. पद्मिनी भगिनी,
नारायणः पञ्चवादनतः षट्वादनपर्यन्तं क्रीडति. हलो,
क्रीडति. सम्यक्. सो नारायणः पञ्चवादनतः षड्वादनपर्यन्तं क्रीडति. ओके, प्रतिमा भगिनी.
नारायणः अर्धषड्वादनतः अर्धसप्तवादनपर्यन्तं विद्यालये पठति. अरे, गृहपाठं लिखति.
ओके,
अध्ययनं
आम् सार्धषड्वादनतः सार्धसप्तवादनपर्यन्तं अध्ययनं करोति, गृहपाठं लिखति.
आम्
आम्. चित्रभगिनी.
नारायणः दशवादनतः पञ्चवादनपर्यन्तं निद्रां करोति.
आम् सम्यक्. नारायणः दशवादनतः पञ्चवादनपर्यन्तं निद्रां करोति. सम्यक्. सो डस् एनिवन् हव् एनि क्वश्चन्स् आन् तः पर्यन्तम्? So you can use taha and paryantam for not only time, but you can use it for like coming from one place to another. So aham,
vidyalaya taha,
aham,
graha paryantam gacchami.
Aham, aham, tamam. Just like
aham pancha prashta taha दशपृष्ठपर्यन्तं पठामि.
किम्?
अहं पञ्चपृष्ठतः दशपृष्ठपर्यन्तं ऐ रीड् फ्रम् फिफ्त् पेज् टु टेन्त् पेज्.
पञ्चपुटः तः पञ्चपुटतः
दशपुटपर्यन्तं
दशपुटपर्यन्तं
पठामि. धन्यवादः.
So yeah, you can use your places or any quantity, anything like that. Okay? So would anyone like to lead the Shanti Mantram?
Yeah, I can do it.
Okay, Vagini, go ahead.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha Sarve Santuni Ramayaha सर्वे भद्राणि पश्यन्तु मा कश्चित् दुःखभाग् भवेत्. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः.
धन्यवादः.
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 नेक्स्ट् क्लास् मेक् श्योर् एवरीवन् प्रिंट्स् आउट् ओर् हास् द L1 हैंड आउट. इट विल बी रियली हेल्पफुल्. सो मेक् श्योर् यू हैव द L1 हैंड आउट ओर् यू प्रिंट इट आउट ओर् व्हाटएवर. आई विल सेंड इट इन द ईमेल. If you have any questions, any comments, any feedback, then you can stay and let me know.
Yeah. Dhanyavada.
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 Bhagini, sorry, when you call me, I cannot answer twice.
Oh, that's okay. I heard noise in the background, and I was like, okay, let me just go on.
Yeah.
It's their sleeping time, so.
Oh, yeah. How old are they?
The elder one is like 9 years. The younger one is 2.5.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining in class, though.
Yeah, thank you.
Dhanyavadaham.
Dhanyavadaham.
Kaviji, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Just like related to the last class, in the lang lakar say of gachati, I read these dhatu roops with agachat, agachama,
mm-hmm.
and you mentioned it is something like gatvan, gatvatyah.
Yeah, they're both the same thing.
Okay, they are interchangeable.
Yeah, they're pretty much the same thing. I actually don't even know what's the difference between them because they mean the same thing.
Okay. One problem I used to run into while using that agachat or agachama or apathama was that if I am using, if the word is starting with a consonant like gachati, then you mm-hmm. could change it to the past tense like agachat or agachama. Mm-hmm. But if the dhatu itself is starting with a vowel like agachati, which is like to come,
mm-hmm.
and then I wasn't able to change it to the past tense because of past tense requires attaching.
Okay. So, like, if there's a upasarga in front, I don't know what agachati become, but if it's like if you want to say pratyagachati, then it would be pratyagachat.
Pratyagachati will be
pratyagachat.
No, what's the meaning of prati? What's the meaning
prati of agachati? Prati agachati means to come back again.
Oh, no, I understand that. It was that if I want to use agachat as a word, like agachat is a dhatu, right? Agachati. Agachati is to come, right?
Yeah. So, it comes from the word gachati. So since the a part, it would be upasargaha. So you would have to do something a little bit different for that.
To change it to past tense, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was sort of confused with that. But if I use that gatvan and agatvan, then that works, right?
Yeah, gatavan, agatavan works. But yeah, some of the words, if it has a upasargaha, then it changes, and then you have to do like all these sandhis and whatever.
Oh, okay, fine. Cool. Great. Thank you.
Yeah, like, wait, hold on, let me see.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it would be agachat. Like,
agachat?
I think there would be, yeah, agachat versus agachat.
So we are talking of come as a, not go, come as a word.
Right? Yeah, come. It would be agachat. And then in past tense.
Agachat. And present will be?
Agachati.
Oh, agachati will just change to agachat. Is that the case? Okay.
Yeah, like a plus agachat.
Okay.
Agachat.
And gachati, as in go, the gachati changes to?
Agachat.
Agachat versus agachat. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. How did you look up for it? Like, is there a...
Actually, I looked into my Safal book.
Your notes. Okay, that's fine. Great.
Yeah.
Okay. Dhanyavada. Shubh Ratri.
No problem. Dhanyavada, Mahodaya.